Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Cyber One Productions.
To fire on all cylinders, you cannot have any weakness.
Cyber One Productions. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Cyber One, your host of Cyber Shots Podcast. If this is your first time, welcome. What is going on? Yo, check it out. We got a promotion. Hey, that's what I like to do over here. You know what I mean? This station is for you as well as for me, which makes it we. Yo, you know what? We're going to jump right on into the latest promotion. Check it out. Yo, caller, you're on the air.
Joe BD. And also the host of Joe BD Chronicles.
Hello. How are you? You are listening to Cyber Shots. And guess what? This is your friend, a former corporate media and an entrepreneur in podcasting, Jovi D, and also the host of Chombita Chronicles. And I'm here to invite you to an amazing podcast panel event, Tuesday, January 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 4 p.m. Pacific Time, wherever you are. This is an amazing event for you, for anybody that's interested in how to create a podcast, how to promote a podcast, how to create a brand, a merch store, etc., several themes. So there you are. You invited to check it out. It's an Eventbrite production too as well, and you can find me on Instagram at Jovi D, and I'll take it from there, and you're gonna stay right here to listen. You invite in to check it out. It's an Eventbrite production too as well, and you can find me on Instagram at Jovi D.
That's right, you can find her on Instagram at capital Y lowercase letters O V-Y underscore capital D. That's a capital Y, the rest lowercase. O-V-Y underscore capital D. Yo, V-D. ¿Cómo es? ¿Qué quieres? Un momento, por favor, mi amor. ¿Cómo es? Merchandise. ¿Qué quieres? Merch. Store. Mara, download me. I meant download me. DM me, yeah. Damn me. What's up with that? Tell me about the store. Shit, I'm glad you gone in. Cyber One Productions. That's right. If you would like to sponsor Cyber Shots Podcast, what you can do is you can write me a review on iTunes. That's right. That'll help me get out there and share my content. And hopefully if you called in to promote yourself, it will share your content as well. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. This is one thing that I found very, very interesting in the sanitation field. That's right. Not sanitation engineers, but the garbage man. Now, I had a friend of mine that I used to work with many, many moons ago, a long time ago. And he actually just recently asked about me, sent me a text through one of my homeboys or whatever, and asked me, was I still selling insurance? Something that I was hustling on, you know, during the time that I was in, you know, doing their insurance. I was hustling on the job, you know, trying to capitalize. Ugh, I hate that word. But anyway, this is how someone who I worked with, the landscaper, like 2-3 episodes ago, I had mentioned the landscaper. I had mentioned the professional dog breeder. That was a garbage man who ended up being a professional dog breeder. And I had also mentioned the barber who ended up starting his own shop. Yeah, out of capitalizing on the current situation that he was in. Now, here's a person who I used to work with who was working in a 55 plus community, right? 55 plus, you know, like the retire. Well, you can't retire at 55 unless you're wealthy or whatever. Anyway, it's a 55 plus community that he was working in, right? Now, I also have another podcast to do about that shit here in Florida. That's basically a swingers club. Yo, y'all ever see them them pictures of them old people in Florida that be working out? Yeah, they be in the 55 plus, homie. The 55 plus, like, damn, you how old are you? Man, listen, man, them old people out there on some other shit. Other shit. For real, though. But anyway, his partner was on vacation. I worked with him for like a week, right? And he had this lady came out and asked him to cut down the tree. I'm like, why the hell is she asking you to cut down a tree? You know what I mean? I mean, I knew he was a landscaper. I'm like, man, you do trees? He was like, no, man, you know, I used to do forestry. Now, before you get any bright ideas about landscaping and cutting down trees, please have the proper training and the certification that you need in order to cut down a tree. That's a very, very dangerous profession. You could lose your life doing that. But anyway, he was like, yeah, man, I got my own tree service. I'm like, what? You got your own tree service? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, okay, if you have your own tree service, why are you still doing garbage? He was like, yo, check it out, man. I don't have anybody over my back. You know, I'm doubling up on my income. You know what I mean? Now, if you do not know the price of cutting down a tree, it's in the thousands. Okay, it's in the thousands. So anyway, I said, so how did you get started over here? He said, man, I've been on this route the whole time that I've been over here. And I did my little landscaping. You know, they have the 55 plus community, but they don't have any janitorial or sanitational staff. They don't have any lawn service to cut their grass. So according to the homeowners association, you have to do that yourself and meet the standards of the 55 plus community. So anyway, you know, he said, I came over here one time with my lawnmower, you know, volunteered to cut someone's grass, and it was a chain reaction. He ended up getting the whole community. You know, I mean, it's not like a lot of houses. It's like maybe, I'm gonna say maybe 30, maybe 40 houses. Now he ended up monopolizing on all that shit. He got all of the houses. Now, lo and behold, one of his customers had asked him, do you know how to do trees? He was like, yeah, I used to do forestry. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, he's certified. He has all the safety requirements that you need in order to cut down a tree. Once again, disclaimer, do not go out there and try to cut down no damn tree. That shit is not as easy as it looks. But anyway, he had ended up getting this one tree. I think he had made like $4,000 off that one tree. Now, by him already having the whole community as the landscaping part of it, he used to come over there on Saturdays with his little crew. He had two people working for him at the time. You know, just go over there and cut the grass, blah, blah, whoop-de-whoop, whatever, cut the grass. Once he got that first tree, once again, it was another chain reaction. He ended up getting the housing area, the 55-plus gated community. He ended up cutting down all the trees, you know what I'm saying? By getting a referral, he gave certain people discounts, and it was like, boom. Now, the thing that saved him is, in Florida, we have a lot of hurricanes, so people want to get rid of them damn trees. Now, from that being said, they gave him referrals, you know what I mean? Like people's brothers, sisters, kids or whatever, offspring, siblings, offsprings and siblings, you know what I mean? So he ended up getting quite a bit of work from that. But what he did is he continued to work in sanitation, you know what I'm saying? But what he did was transfer to the city, you know what I'm saying? The city pays less, but the pension is so, so lovely. That way, by him taking the opportunity to go work for the city by having another source of income, yeah, you can invest in the stock, you can invest in the 401k, whatever, and also the pension. That's what matters. So he's still at the city. I think he has like a couple more years before he can retire from the city. The city's not that, I think it's like 10 years before he can retire with that big ass pension. So, but he also still has his forestry and tree service business. So that was one hell of a come up. You know what I mean? Just going from there. That was one hell of a come up. And, you know, he checked me out to see if I was still doing my insurance. I guess he had wanted to get some insurance for his employees. And I was like, nah, man, I had to leave that shit alone due to the simple fact that it turned my fucking hair gray and it was stressful as fuck. Okay. Settle down, class. Settle down. It's not that funny. Hopefully, you will live long enough to have some gray hair. That's right. And if you have a beard and you have one gray hair, check it out. This is a word of advice from me to you. Don't pluck that shit, man. Don't pluck it, because guess what? The gray don't play. That shit's going to have three more. Then you pluck them. Then you got six. Then you got nine. Then you got 12. Just multiply the shit, man. Hey, that's what I did. Just the word of advice from your Uncle Cybershots. You know what I mean? But anyway, yo, check it out, man. We're going to go back to the open mic. Yes. Caller, you're on the air.
I'm back, Digital Shots. I call you Digital Shots because when I'm listening to your episode, I feel like I'm Downloading information. Like on some Matrix shit.
I'm back, Digital Shots. I call you Digital Shots because when I'm listening to your episode, I feel like I'm downloading information. Like on some Matrix shit. It actually gives me an idea for my next episode. But I wanted to ask you, Cybershots. In the business of sanitation, is there like any type of advancement, like automation technology that they're using for all the different type of things that we have to dispose of? I was just wondering about that. I know we're moving into a new age of technology, and I was wondering, you know, does the sanitation companies have different ways? I know we recycle and stuff of that nature, but have they shown any upgrades in regards to how they dispose of stuff? Nah. But continue to listen to your podcast, man. Enjoy it so much, learning so much, man. All right, peace.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yo, check it out, man. I'm glad you called in. Check it out. Wait, hold on a sec. I got to sneeze. Yeah. So, check this out, man. 11 years ago, they were telling us about, I did an episode like maybe 200 episodes ago on this, maybe 210, 220 episodes ago on this. What they're trying to do is they're trying to put garbage, like your garbage, you can take your can and put it right in front of your house, dip it in like some George Jetson type of shit, right? Like underground, and they want to shoot everybody's garbage like underground, underneath the ground to this big station, right? To this big station, and guess what? They're trying to have the shit go in to space. That's right. They're going to put it on a space shuttle. Yeah, space shuttle. They're going to put it in on a space shuttle, and they're going to shit. They're going to shoot the shit into space, man, and pollute the universe. Yeah, that's the plan. This was like 11 years ago when they were talking about doing that, taking the shit, putting it underground and shooting it. Now, when they do that shit, I will become a sanitation engineer. That's right. The garbage man can work from home. That's right. I'll be podcasting. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you download, like, share, and subscribe on Cybershots Podcast. Available on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. iTunes, baby. You know what I mean? But yeah, that shit is so far-fetched. Yeah, I mean, it's like to be open and honest with you, I believe that they have the technology to do that. The only reason why they're not doing that is because they do not want to fork out the money. Cyber One Productions. But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm so glad you called in, man. And first and foremost, man, that is an honor coming from you. Just like your latest podcast, The Red and Blue. Have you guys checked out D-Win's podcast, The Red and Blue? Yo, hold up, man. Hold up. D-Win, rewind that shit, bruh.
Yo, all this division, man. Check it out. You got to fight to unite. You got to fight to unite. You got to fight to unite. In order to unite, you have to put up a fight. You got to fight to unite. You got to fight to unite. You got to fight to unite. In order to unite, you have to put up a fight. Yo, I'm tired of all this division. It got us all confused and not focused on a mission. COVID got us living in fear like our fucking end is near. Trying to maintain, but it's a lot of stress on the brain. The media telling lies while we have tears in our eyes. Walking around faking it, wondering if I'm going to make it. This is the reality that we are all faced with. The pressure, the stress, yo, it just makes you want to quit. Yo, you gotta fight to unite. 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 In order to unite, you gotta put up a fight. Yo, you gotta fight to unite. You gotta fight to unite. You gotta fight to unite. In order to unite, you gotta put up a fight.
Yo, that's D-Win. Ah, I see you spit some of that 50 Club bars, huh? You think you're not going to share that with me, huh? Man, send me that. Man, hit me up. Send me the instrumental to that, man, because, hey, I'm going to put the cypher on that shit too, man. Come on, man. No. No, D-Win. I got to get on that, man. Send me the information. Send me the instrumental to that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to reply to that, man. That's what's up, though. But anyway, that's D-Win Legacy. You know what I mean? And check it out, man. D-Win, let's go back to another call, man. Man, I'm so glad you called in. Respect, brethren.
And also, Cyber Shots, a lot of people really sleep on, you know, when it comes to, you know, disposing of all these different things that we have. You know, my grandfather used to tell me, you know the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So a lot of us are asleep on that it's a lot of business in the disposing of goods, man. All right, man. Take care and be safe. Peace.
Fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.
Oh, for sure. Yo, check this out. There's an, believe it or not, when I had the wealthy people's community, when I used to work in, I mean, I'm talking wealthy people like Morgan & Morgan, Patrick Ewing, Chris Tucker, Dr. J, who else was there? Dark Child. Yeah, when I was working in their summer homes, listen, I had wealthy people riding around, right? They're riding around. Like, let's say somebody throw away an old desk or whatever. Before I could throw that shit in the back of the garbage truck, not a sanitation truck, a garbage truck. I remember one time I had this old lady. She was like, can you please help me lift that up and put it in the back of my truck? I'm like, yes, ma'am, no problem. I mean, I'm just curious to what you're going to do with it. She's like, oh, I'm going to sand it down and repaint it and put it on eBay. I'm like, what? Yeah, man, you got all types of shit, man, like scrap, for instance. Do you know that there's a scrap app? There's a scrap app out there. I did an episode on that probably hundreds of episodes ago. But there's a scrap app, right? You can take a picture or something and send it to the scrapyard, and they'll tell you how much they're paying for it. And that's exactly what this lady was doing. She had a scrap app, took the picture of this shit, sent it to the scrapyard. You know, it was just a table or whatever. No, she didn't send it to a scrapyard. I'm sorry. She sent it to an antique shop, right? Took the picture of it, sent it to an antique shop. How much can I get for this if it's refurbished? Yeah, man. All type of shit out there like that, man. Scrapping, man. When scrapping was very lucrative before they put the fucking cameras all over the truck. Yeah, man. Shit, I was bringing home extra $75 a day, man, 5 days a week. You know what I mean? For a whole month. Yeah, you do the math. You know what I'm saying? Just scrapping it up out there. But yeah, you know, there's always haters out there.
Oh, you're scrapping. They're making money.
Man, if you don't get the fuck out my face, you fucking sanitation engineer. But yeah, real shit though, man. I really appreciate you calling in. Yo, like I said, here at Cybershop Podcast, man, what we like to do is to promote. Yo, D-Win, man, drop your shit, man. Drop your info.
Show your support for the D-Win Legacy Podcast and hit us on our Cash App at $DSOULS PRO21. As we continue to bring you great content every week that will make you think.
I'm back to Joe Shots. I call you Digital Shots because when I'm listening to your episode, I feel like I'm downloading information. Like on some Matrix shit.
I am up out of this bitch.
Now go tweet on Twitter.
Now get at me on Twitter, Cyber One Productions. That's Cyber One Productions. Big things going on over there. Get at me on Twitter.